deep-fried Oreos and open yes to this great recipe. The indulgent deep-fried Oreos, which combines sweet and savory flavors, might not be the most nutritious snack. Still, they're so tasty and simple to make that they're sometimes worth the indulgence. Oreos that have been deep-fried have originally been popular fare and festival meals. However, they are now common among home cooks and may be seen in some restaurants because they are simple to prepare and delicious to eat. Oreos/deep-fried Twinkies are well known in the cookie and wafer sector, and many people adore and treasure them. In the vast majority of homes around the world, it is present. It appears to be a typical snack that both children and adults prefer. Oreos must be available in the neighborhood grocer or department store. The National Biscuit Company, Nabisco, which made Oreos, first filled the creme centers of their cookies with vanilla flavor before progressively introducing other tempting flavors. Making the deep-fried Twinkies recipe is simple. One at a time, the cookies are dipped in a pancake-like batter, fried in vegetable oil, and then served. Deep-fried Oreos were a recipe I tried and, mostly, succeeded in making. I've been cooking a lot lately because of the COVID-19 outbreak that has reached Indiana. Deep-fried Oreos finished this entails trying some of the Pinterest recipes I've wanted to attempt for a while but haven't had a sufficient justification for the mess. Deep-fried Oreos/deep-fried Twinkies have been one of the most popular recipes on that list. These have become one of my favorite things to anticipate as the weather gets nicer because of something about purchasing them at the state fair every summer. Things you'll need include 2 eggs, milk, we used almond milk, pancake mix, Oreos. That is all, I mean it. It would be simpler if you had a deep fryer, but I just heated some vegetable oil in a pot on the stove. I filled the bottom of the pot with about 1.5 inches of oil, more by the eye than by dirtying a measuring cup. I discovered a few things. Don't heat the oil to its highest temperature. Lower the heat to a more moderate level to prevent burning the cookies as soon as they are placed in the oil. Drop them in, flip them quickly, then immediately remove them and place them on a paper towel. They begin to taste a little scorched and take on a potato-colored hue if you let them sit in the oil for an extended period, not tasty. My little sister and I worked on this recipe together, which was a tremendous help. The process was made much simpler by having two people involved, one to dip into the batter and another to handle the flipping and frying hijinks. This is how our setup looked. To avoid spilling oil or creating a greater mess than we already were, we tried to complete all of the tasks directly adjacent to the stove. I wholeheartedly support the suggestion to remove the cookies from the oil and place them on a metal plate covered in paper towels. They're hot, so we had to place a hot pad beneath the pan to keep the counters from being too hot. You'll want to exercise caution if you have laminate, so be aware. Why are deep-fried Twinkies so special? We prefer to make our own pancake and waffle batter, even though pancake mix is widely used to make fried Oreos. In order to get a good crisp, foamy covering that browns up beautifully, more baking powder is used. Furthermore, nothing compares to the flavor of freshly made meals. Not to add, it takes very little time and effort to prepare this dish. There won't be any lines either, of course. Without a question, it is a success. What are the best tips to make deep-fried Twinkies/Oreos? Use double-stuffed Oreos if you can. While cooking, the extra cream melts and adds a delicious flavor. Serve immediately. The maxim that breaded dishes taste best while they are still warm from the oil is also true of these fried Oreos. They still taste fantastic to me hours later. Heat must be applied to the oil. Temperatures around 350 degrees Fahrenheit are regarded as typical. You ought to fry the Oreos quickly. The batter will absorb heat from the oil and become heavy and mushy rather than fluffy and light if the oil is not heated enough. Pack them full. We prefer to set up a cooling rack with paper towels underneath to let the leak drip. This keeps any oil that does fall off from being absorbed again. It keeps them adaptable and alluring. To conclude, amid everything crazy, I'm pretty thrilled with my little kitchen experience. We each consumed roughly 2 cookies before adding some powdered sugar on top. It was a wonderful sweet treat to begin our weekend with.